This shouldn't be a thing. If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Jane, Calvin, and me. And you can do that by emailing us, janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S at civicmedia.us. You can also use that email to send us your thoughts, send us guest ideas, show ideas, anything, business ideas for Beyond the Cheese. But let us know what you're thinking. janesays@civicmedia.us. This one here, coming from the BBC, again, another reputable, fancy source. Nobody can see with the byline, but graveyard visitors told not to leave alcohol tributes. You listening, Wisconsin? Are you listening? This is coming from all over the pond, but a council has asked cemetery visitors not to leave alcoholic drinks as memorials on gravestones after report of children removing the bottles and drinking from them. Yeah, da-doy. The picture is of a gravestone with a bottle of Budweiser and a bottle of Smirnoff. Jeez. The authorities said in one case, a member of the public witnessed children opening alcoholic drinks and at a grave and drinking them. It added that the consumption of alcohol in cemeteries, which are designated as public spaces, was not allowed. I'm pretty sure you can't drink in cemeteries here in Wisconsin either. So just, you know, if you're going to bring alcohol into the remembrance of a friend, have a drink with some friends. Cheers your friends. Don't. Okay, Calvin, I'm going to say something, and this is coming in context to like sounding like my father. A bottle of vodka is like $30. I'll have a shot for you and remember you. I'm not leaving a $30 bottle of vodka next to your gravestone.
Yeah, I guess. Now, I'm not very big on ceremony or tradition or sentimental on that front.
Yeah.
But I guess my idea, I don't quite understand the concept of leaving it there. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you want your loved one to be able to consume the beverage in the afterlife and you would pour it out for them as is a, I don't even know if it's a tradition. It's almost become a meme at this point in the United States of pouring one out.
Yeah, you pour one out
for your friends.
Although, I mean, now I'm just imagining a police report coming in from where you live of a guy in a blue hoodie pouring out a bottle of vodka on top of a grave saying, I wanted my friend to enjoy a cocktail. But yeah, folks, I understand it. It's not new, by the way. There are gravestones all over the world of famous people where individuals, fans leave all sorts of weird items. But don't leave the alcohol there. Yeah, kids are going to get a hold of that. Or you want to have some real fun? Leave a bottle of vodka there, but replace it with water and just see their faces and be like, ah, this doesn't taste like happy. So that's my little piece of advice for you on this edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.